Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Koinonia Church Message Library. Our hope is that today's message encourages you, challenges you, and brings you closer to Jesus. We are confident that God's Word is living and active and is relevant for us today. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy the message.
It is Good Friday. It is a time that we come and reflect on the price that was paid at the cross. It's a time when we come to focus on the lives that were saved at the cross. And for us here at Koinonia as a church, this is not just a weekend message or an Easter message. This is an eternal message because a lot happened at the cross. So let's lean in. I'm going to pray. Would you join me by bowing your head? Father God, we come to declare that you are Lord and you so loved this world that you gave your Son to the cross. We are here to worship you, to remember Jesus, to hear from you by your Holy Spirit. For Father, you loved us so much that you gave us Jesus. We receive him that we might have life in return. We love you, God. And we will continue to worship you alone this morning. Amen. If you're here in the room, I'm going to invite you to be seated. If you're engaging with us online as well, I invite you to listen in to the words of this song. The words that Jesus spoke out, that it is finished.
so I can live again. I can live again. Yes.
I think if you just walk in from over here, it's such an old couch, you might fall apart.
Just walk in like this.
Tell me about one of the elements of the Easter story that you feel like really kind of stands out.
Probably the one that stands out most is the story of Jesus' crucifixion. Every year, I find something new to talk about it and learn from it. All those videos we watch at church services makes me tear up and makes me realize how much God has done for me and how thankful I am to be on this earth and know Him.
I just wish that people just understood how great God's love really is for us. I feel like we say God died on the cross, but we never really, again, put it into perspective. Like, He was tortured by the people that He loved most on that cross, nailed. And I think for me personally, it, again, just helps me understand that, wow, He loved us so much that He really sacrificed His own life and then, again, resurrected too.
I think worship at Easter is different because it's something that during the Easter time we're singing to something that's more specific. When you're hitting at an idea of we love you because you did such and died, right? It's aimed and it has such a strong purpose that it makes it what it is. But I think worship time during Easter is something that has always been really special to me, and I think that I shouldn't take that for granted.
I think an element of the Easter story that speaks to me is not necessarily the physical pain that Jesus went through. It wasn't just physical, even though that was a huge part of it. There was some spiritual pain because God had to leave Him in that moment where He was bearing all of the weight of the sin of the whole world. So all of, basically everything that is good, it was just gone. Like His peace, His joy, His hope, His love, and He was without it for the first time. And He even cried out and He was like, God, why have you forsaken me? Because He had never felt like that before. It was so lonely. And that really speaks to me. That's crazy how he did that for us.
Just this past week, I was thinking about the crucifixion, the resurrection of Jesus, and I was just thinking about how amazing it was. And now knowing that Jesus has gone through that, I take every day and not take it for granted. When someone goes through this so willingly for others, I'm just so like in awe that He's doing this for me, and I live every day to the fullest knowing that someone else has died for me.
I think something that everyone should really understand about the Easter story is it's for them. It's so impactful for today that when it's easy to write off as just a dude who died 2,000 years ago, but that's not what it's about. It's about you coming to Jesus, you loving Jesus, knowing that He died for you. He died for you. If no one else was alive on this earth, He would have died for you again. And I think that's so reassuring. Easter is a gift that keeps giving. And I think that's why it's so important. And I think that's why it's so impactful today, because there will never be a moment in period in time where the Easter story does not matter. It will always be this big thing that matters so much. And I think that in order for us to truly, and I mean truly, accept the Easter story, we have to realize that it's for all of us today.
I think a major component of the Easter story is forgiveness. So God forgave us, so He died on the cross to save us, and He forgives us of all of our sins. And so we need to take that and forgive others too, every day, and you have to keep forgiving again and again. Because if God was forgave me enough to die on the cross and suffer like that, I should be able to forgive, like, my brother for stealing, like, eating the last chips or something like that.
I think for me personally, talking more about the resurrection, it kind of gives hope. And I think it also just helps us know and lean towards God more. Again, going back on that, God loves us and He sacrificed His life for us.
You're hearing from some of our Impact students, and they were asked, if you were to describe something about the Easter story, an element of the story, what is it that you would highlight? And you just heard them focus on the crucifixion, the physical pain that Jesus went through, the spiritual pain. You heard that he was not just some dude who died many years ago. You heard about God's love, that our worship should be a priority. You heard about forgiveness. If I were to ask you today that same question, what element of the Easter story stands out for you? What would your answer be? Your mind, what stirs you, what draws you deeper into the message of this weekend? Very much a focus for us this morning has been the cross, because a lot happened at the cross. You've already heard it in some of the songs that have been sung, some of the worship that we have done together. But in considering the cross this morning, I'm also going to reference and draw in many of the elements that the students referred to. But first, let me read Luke's account of Jesus getting to the cross. For the third time, Pilate spoke to them. Why? What crime has Jesus committed? I have found in him no grounds for the death penalty. Therefore, I will have him punished and then release him. But with loud shouts, the crowd insistently demanded that Jesus be crucified, and their shouts prevailed. So Pilate decided to grant their demand. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, the one they asked for, Jesus to their will. As they led Jesus away, they seized Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way in from the country, and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A large number of people followed him, including women who mourned and wailed for him. Jesus turned to them and he said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children. For if men do these things when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watch, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him vinegar, wine vinegar, and said, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was a written notice above him which read, "This is the king of the Jews." Then one of the criminals who was hanging there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God? Since you are under this same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what we deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said to Jesus, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus answered the man, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." So much happened at the cross. The cross, one of my grandma's favorite hymns says that it's an old, rugged cross. The cross, the reality of how it was used in the first century was more than it just being old and rugged. It was brutal. It was a place of torture. It led to death. The cross, it's a form of execution. It was placed up on a hill so that it would make example of its victims, those who were accused. If you do a little bit of research, you can read that those Roman crosses weighed anywhere from 150 to 300 pounds. It was common for the accused to carry even the crossbar piece of it, which could have weighed 70 to 100 pounds, after most likely they had been beaten and tortured. The cross, though, that we focus on this day, this weekend, by faith, it revealed the man, it revealed the mission, and it revealed the Savior of the world, Jesus. The video that opened our service today, called The Cross, used words like this. It said, the cross, it was meant to horrify, humiliate, asphyxiate. It was a daily part of a Roman's job to lead somebody and inflict death on a cross. It was meant to be used by Caesar, but it was used by God. I also like the phrase out of the video, it was meant to be an act on fear, but instead it awakened faith. Did you hear that one? It was meant to be about violence, but instead it ushered in peace. It was supposed to uproot hope, but it planted a seed. It was meant to punish captives, but it unleashed freedom. It was meant to build up Rome, but it ushered in our freedom. Did you hear those words? That's the cross. The text that I read from Luke, his account of the events of what transpired, it reveals that Pilate, the unrelenting crowd, the soldiers who were there, none of them had any idea that what they were doing was actually unleashing the power of divine love of the Father of God filled with grace, who is about to establish a new covenant between heaven and earth. That was going to happen at the cross. The cross, the crowds, the governing rulers, the ruling dictators thought they could crush Jesus. They thought that this cross would mean a single death, but it has become a sign of living. It was meant to erase a chapter, but it became Jesus' story. In the midst of the text, the videos, the songs today, I ask, do you know Jesus' story? How well do you know his story? Is Jesus' story now woven to be a part of your story? Cade was one of the students in the video. And Cade said he thinks of Jesus' crucifixion when it comes to this Easter weekend. He said there's always something new to talk about when you focus on the crucifixion. He said, I don't want to take it for granted anymore. I want to live every day to the fullest because I know someone, a Savior, died for me. The crowds in Jesus' day, though, they took him completely for granted. They looked way past him. They were too absorbed in their own story to listen in to God's story that was unfolding right before them. The cross. It was meant to be a symbol of God's assassination. Mercedes, another student that we heard from, said at Easter, an element that she thinks about in the assassination is the physical pain that Jesus went through. But she said, I actually think more about the spiritual pain, the weight of the sin of the world that was upon him. She said, that's what stirs her to think about what Jesus went through to pay the price, the sacrifice for the sin of the entire world. When the crowds were crying out, crucify him, crucify him. What did Jesus say? Father, forgive them. Forgive them. They have no idea what they're doing. The cross. It was meant to be a symbol of God's assassination, but it became a symbol of Jesus' invitation. Come to the cross. The man on a cross turned toward Jesus on the cross, and he said to him, remember me when you come into your kingdom. That man responded to the invitation that was given at the cross. And Jesus responded back and said, today you will be with me in paradise. Forgiveness was present at the cross. Did you see it? It was offered at the cross. It is still available at the message of the cross today. Do you know the story of the cross of Jesus Christ? Is Jesus' story woven into your story? What is one of the elements of the Easter story that stands out to you? Yes, I'm repeating questions. I'm letting it sink in this morning. We asked those students and you heard their answers. Another student responded and said, forgiveness. That's an element of Easter that stands out for me. Jesus went to the cross to take away the sin of the world. Jesus willingly died, voluntarily died, so that we could be fully alive, having been forgiven. Though that may be hard for us to conceive, know that at the cross, we are truly set free. The cross also leads us to communion. Instead of sin and stain, you were meant to be clean. Instead of being forgotten, you were meant to be seen. Instead of shame, you can leave behind your guilt. You weren't meant to be empty. You actually were meant to be filled. You weren't meant to be broken. You were meant to be made whole. So come to the cross. The cross is a place where we can always go and know that God's message and purpose can be found right there, where Jesus gave up his life. What is an element that the Easter story reminds you of? Yes, I'm asking it a third time. Another one of our students said, it reminds me of hope. Is that what the cross reminds you of? Is the hope that God had for this world that would be given through Jesus Christ? Instead of being doubtful, you were meant to know your Father. You were actually meant to be called one of his sons and one of his daughters. The result of Jesus' blood, salvation has arrived. Instead of being dead, you were meant to be alive. Can I hear an amen to that? Where does hope come from when we're looking at something like the cross? When we're recounting the events, the experience that Jesus went through, how can hope come from a spot like the cross? It comes from the love of an eternal Father. It comes from the Father's heart who loved this world, you and I, every one of you, so much. His love was so far reaching that he was willing to pay the price. Hope at the cross comes from a voluntary sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He could have stepped away from that moment, but he stepped into it at the cross. Hope comes from the sacrifices, Jesus and acknowledging him as Savior. Hope comes when we realize that through the power of the resurrection of Jesus, he didn't stay on the cross, right? He was then buried. 3 days later, he rose again. And through the power of the resurrection, hope arrives and can land with us. Hope is found in such an odd spot. It can be found at the cross. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Paul, a follower of Jesus, who was transformed after the cross, said this: the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. I'm going to invite you today, if you have some items at home, You have them with you right now, to open them up. And let's enter into what Jesus wanted us to conceive and understand happening at the cross. He said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Today, we invite you to partake in communion, to take a hold of something that reminds you of the body of Jesus that endured the physical pain at the cross, that carried the weight of the spiritual pain of the sin of the whole world. Jesus' body was spiritually and physically broken for you and I. Take the cup and look at it. Acknowledge that Jesus' blood was poured out on the altar of sacrifice of all time so that your sin and my sin could be completely forgiven. This happened at the cross. The cross. It's not about death, but it's a sign of living. It was meant to be the end, but it is our beginning. I hope you know the story of Jesus. If you don't, I want to encourage you right here in this moment, while you hold or maybe think about something that represented Jesus' body, while you think about the fact that his death was to forgive your sin, I would encourage you to pray a simple prayer and say, "Father, would you remember me today? Would you forgive me of my sin? I want to receive your son for what he did at the cross. I realize it was for me." I want to encourage you, if you've never prayed that prayer, to pray it out, whether you're joining us online or you're here in the room. Make that prayer your own today. Make it personal. Let God know that you receive his son, Jesus, by faith. And then, as you partake in communion, it will be celebrating and honoring him and acknowledging that what was done at the cross was done for you.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. We want to encourage you to let the Holy Spirit sink today's message into your heart, to let it transform you and bring new life. If you want to learn more about Koinonia, you can go to kcf.life to get connected. Thank you for being a part of our community. If today's message encouraged you, we would love for you to rate it and review it and share it with a friend. We love you. Let's continue to build God's kingdom together.